You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. Well, what about housing? The Housing Industry Association Population and Residential Building Hotspots report has been released. Now, in there are, well, a reasonable number of places in the Hunter that are featured, and you might be surprised to learn that there's one in the Hunter Valley, or one particular area of the Hunter Valley that's also featured. To find out more, I thought we should find out, as they say, straight from the horse's mouth, and Craig Genuin joins me from the Housing Industry Association here in the Hunter. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
So, Brangston, Greta, and also Pacolman. Was that a surprise?
It's been doing quite well and slowly creeping up the chart, but to come in at number two, I think, is a bit of a highlight for that corridor. Just over $121 million worth of building approvals in the last financial year. But most importantly, combined with annual population growth that is over 5% is great news.
What do you think is attracting people to those areas? Is it because there is land being released?
It is certainly a story of land release. It's also a story of the home builder grant and the thresholds that were placed on that for dollar values. But the major factor really is through COVID, we've seen people looking to move out of capital cities into regional markets. And the Hunter Valley has plenty of affordable land as a general premise. It's a bit short of supply at the moment. But overall, we certainly saw people moving out of capital cities to regional locations like the Hunter.
So what about if we travel a bit north, Singleton, you know, Musselbrook, Scone? How are we placed at the moment?
Yeah, but that middle band, as you come out of the Hunter, lower Hunter, so the sort of Cessnock, Singleton, Dungog type area, has certainly started to see building approvals in the last 3 months to 6 months start to come back up, which is great. Also, as we sort of head further north into Scone and Musselbrook, what's been really clear is the renovation work. The value of renovation work is really high, and we've seen a lot of people doing major renovations. This is triggered by work over $10,000, but anecdotally, we know people have been very busy in the last 12 months in doing minor renovations as well and hitting up their hardware store.
I suppose with COVID as well, you've got to spend your money some way while you're locked down.
Yeah, it's certainly been a trend, and it's actually been a trend across all developing countries where people in the last 12 months have decided to renovate or expand their dwellings.
Good time to have shares in Bunnings or Wesfarmers, I suppose. What about here? I mean, I've noticed, being relatively new to the area, the real estate market in general, whether it's rentals or purchase, is extremely tight. And yes, we have a lot of evidence of people moving from the cities, even from Newcastle up to the Hunter Valley. Is there enough land being released here, though, in places like Singleton, Musselbrook and Scone to meet the demand?
There's certainly plenty of land about and some of it zoned. The issue they're finding is that it's the rental market and the shortage of rentals which are pushing people and their house prices, and whether it's land or its existing properties, up higher at the moment. And we very much have a view at HIA that the best thing to reduce the cost of living and the cost of affordable housing is to provide more supply. And so we'd always be saying, look, we need to be thinking more than what's just currently available on a real estate window. We certainly need to be seeing developers being able to open up more land so we can keep prices down for the everyday mum and dad.
Now, you being from the Housing Industry Association, how is the industry handling even things like the skill shortage? How much is that impacting your members?
Immensely at the moment is probably the quick word of the day. At the moment, it's really hard for both the supply and availability of materials and labour. We're seeing this across all developed countries. Again, as I said, there's been home building type programs in most developed countries. And what, as a result, we're finding is that prices are going up. In most cases, our industry relies on fixed price contracts. And because projects are taking up to 4 to 5 months longer to build, it means that when people have agreed to a contract, they're now starting to find as they go to purchase those materials that the profit in the job is reducing very quickly. So it does mean that people are needing to be a bit more careful with their quoting at the moment.
And is that almost putting some out of business because they can't afford to follow through with the deal they've done, which they did in good faith?
That is what we're starting to see, some of the particularly in Queensland and Victoria at this time. But there is a lot of pressure on the industry. We are starting to hopefully see some consumers be more understanding of this, and builders been saying, well, look, it's gone up on average 20%. Can we meet somewhere in the middle just so I can actually just cover the cost and get through this next 12 months? And we're finding that it's a real struggle when they've been quoting on products a year ago, and suddenly we're starting to find now that they're putting in their orders that, as I said, prices are going up really strongly when we traditionally sort of factor in 3 to 5% as an average of an increase of the price of the entire dwelling. And it's much higher than that at the moment.
Yeah, of course. And are we seeing many building construction companies really struggling in the Hunter Valley to the point where they are having to close up shop because they just can't make a dollar because of these very massive variants?
Fortunately, not at this stage, but there is certainly concern from the industry that what is the profit in their jobs, and they're having to be really careful with their approvals of agreements with homeowners at the moment.
Well, if you're in Brankston, Greta or Pocolbin, congratulations. You can cheer and wave the flag and say, we're the best. Well, sort of the best in the Hunter Valley. Craig, thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
That's Craig Genuine there, the Housing Industry Association Executive Director for the Hunter, on Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattroupi on 981 2NM.